Is it possible that there could be great joy in dying to oneself? I was reading about someone who took the time to watch a particular leaf until it fell off the tree. And he said that as he watched that leaf fall, he experienced bliss. I think all of us can experience that. Certainly there are enough leaves in the world that will fall. I tried it myself, and it is a peculiar sort of ecstasy. And then I made the leap into, is it possible that dying to oneself is joyful? And if it is, why do we resist it so much? Patricia's son used to say that Christ died conscious. That is, he died with no unconscious resistance. He was willing to die. Here we are, seemingly plunked down into a hedonistic world, suffering mechanically because we know there is something higher than the ego that follows us like a shadow, because it is a shadow. We turn to a spiritual path, a discipline, only to discover that there are no intellectual answers, none. So dying is an experience, not words in a book. Dying does not happen on a printed page. I watched my husband die with great resistance. He fought mightily because he wanted to stay here and protect me. I was not there when he did die, and I'm sure he chose that. I was relieved. I didn't want to see the last part, the last act. And so it was my sister who had the courage to come and be with him. A psychic told me that he had hovered over me for 3 years like a mother hen after he left the body. And finally, when he was convinced I would be okay, he moved on to another mission. Now, that can never be proved, but I sense that it was completely true. I don't know how I will face my death. I pray that it will be a peaceful and uneventful transition. I know that once we got his diagnosis, I lived in fear every day, thinking that I would not be strong enough to go on. So he was the leaf that I was watching, waiting to fall. And interestingly, the last day of his life, as my sister sat beside his bed, she said that twice the French doors in his hospice room flew open. There was a strong, cold winter wind that day. And the second time, a single leaf blew in the door and landed at the foot of his bed. I have that leaf. In fact, there's a picture of it on my website on the About Us section. I hope that at the last he made his fall blissfully. That's all any of us can hope. But life is difficult. That's why we want to experience it directly instead of thinking about it. That's all I have to say. Thanks for listening.